OpenAI has recently launched an affordable ChatGPT Go plan in Indonesia. So today we're going to talk about what that means as far as like worldwide AI usage and what that means for you specifically. So before we get into that, Jaden, why don't you tell them about our school community?
Yeah, so this week, Jamie and I recorded an exclusive video. And if you follow the podcast, you know that every week we record an exclusive video that we only post on our school community. We're basically breaking down AI tools and showing you how to grow and scale your businesses with them. This week, I break down how I used Lovable, the vibe coding app, to basically create a brand new landing page for AI Box, my software startup. And I think it's really interesting. Lovable is a really powerful tool. I show all of the strategies to create all of the copy for the landing page, which I think is a really juicy tidbit. I also share the strategies for a lot of the software I use to make really cool demo videos, which typically cost a ton of money, but there's some really, really cool strategies you can now use, and how I use AI to generate the entire template and make it look amazing. So if you want a sneak peek of what that landing page looks like, you could see it there. Otherwise, you're going to see it in a couple weeks on our website. But if you want to see the behind the scenes of how to actually make a landing page with AI tools and over, I think like somewhere close to 100 different videos, which are tutorials and breakdowns on how Jamie and I are making thousands of dollars a month with AI tools, go check out the AI Hustle School community. It's $23 a month, but every week we raise the price. So if you want to lock in $23 a month, you can get it now. And next week it will be $24 and it will keep going up. So yeah, go check it out. There's a link in the description to the AI Hustle School community. All right, let's talk about what's going on with ChatGPT Go. I think this is pretty interesting for a lot of reasons, but one of the biggest is I think we're just going to see a lot. We're going to see a big growth in people from all over the world in lower income countries coming online to AI and to the paid tier of AI, which is, I think, is important for a couple different reasons. But the number one thing I think that's important here is it's not like ChatGPT just launched in Indonesia or anything, right? Like it is everywhere in the world and it is free. Basically everyone in the world. Obviously China bans it. Communism doesn't like it, I guess. But you could get DeepSeek over there instead. but what you can, yeah, no, we sometimes we get sometimes my communism comments get us disgruntled people on in the Spotify section. So if that's you, shout out a disgruntled China comment. but anyways, I think what's interesting is ChatGPT already exists everywhere. So this isn't new, but they're making a paid plan. And this is something that I'm quite familiar with this because when I was running my last startup, it was called SelfPause. It was an AI life coach where you could kind of chat with it. It's really preliminary stuff. It was, it ran it for years before ChatGPT came out and before switching over to AI Box. But one thing that we talked a lot about and a lot of other apps talk about is basically localization of pricing, which is, I think we were like, you know, $15 a month in America, but a lot of countries like India were very, like really loved our app. They were quite popular there, but almost none of them would ever pay $15 a month because it's just a lot more expensive there when you look at cost of living. And so there are certain people that basically would break down geo pricing where they would look at the average cost of living in comparison to America and it would automatically like reprice your app or your tool for those countries, which is kind of interesting. The tricky part though was that you really had to be strict on like geo locking it down, right? So like for example, if I get a VPN for Indonesia or India and then go sign up with this less than $5 a month plan, a lot of people are like, oh, that's free money. I'm not spending $20 a month anymore. I'm only spending five. And a lot of people probably would be kind of disgruntled about it, like, why am I spending $20 a month on this when, you know, over in India, it's only $4 a month or something like that, right? So that is the thing that's kind of tricky. I think it's like $4.50 in India. That is the thing that's pretty tricky, but it's possible. You got to really lock it down. I think they try to lock it down with your address on your credit card and stuff so that you can't go, you know, just get a VPN. And there's a bunch of different things you can do, but it makes a lot of sense because it's basically, while they're getting less money, they would be getting no money otherwise because those people just are never going to pay for the premium subscription if it's more than that.
Right. And without, you know, income in over in those countries, they're not going to be able to put in like data centers or things like that either because the they'll be losing money by doing so. So like you said, it's not like it's the same amount of money, but it is at least some money to help the infrastructure there, you know, because AI does take a lot of demand as far as energy, data, cooling, you know, with water, things like that. So it costs money. So they have to be able to subsidize it somehow. But I also think this will give access to businesses and people over there who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford it. So, you know, if someone is trying to use AI in their small business, now they have an option to be able to do so without it, you know, eating away at their living, you know, so.
100%. One thing that I will mention here, though, is it's not like this is a complete substitute for the ChatGPT Plus plan. So I'm sure for all the people that were going to complain like, oh, man, I got to pay $20. They only have to pay $4.50. You're still getting a lot more if you're paying the $20 a month. This is what they're calling a mid-tier subscription. It's not available in America, but it's basically kind of an option that's between the free plan and the premium $20 a month plan. So if you have this, you get about 20 times higher usage limits. I think on the $20 a month plan, you're getting 20 times higher usage limits than the free tier. So like technically, it's still more bang for your buck, right? Because you're paying $4.50 for 10x, but you got to pay $20 for 20x. But I mean, it's still not, you know, if you really wanted the full, you know, the full experience, you'd be paying $20. I think this is particularly relevant if you're doing something like generating images, which uses up a lot of your credits really fast. I have been rate limited on image generation a ton because at my podcast studio, my studio manager, he does a phenomenal job making all the thumbnails you see on YouTube for this show and all my shows and a lot of the shows that go through our studio. But he makes them all in ChatGPT. And if he does too many in a row, it'll just be like, oh, you can't do it for like another half an hour or like another hour. And it's super annoying. And so I can only imagine if we only had half as much, like you just can't get as much done, right? So if you're experiencing rate limits, you would not want to ever go back in time to having half as much. One thing that I do think is interesting, they said that the plan also allows ChatGPT to remember previous conversations better, which is making more personalized responses over time. This is something that we're all getting with our premium ChatGPT, but it's interesting to think that that feature, which is really useful, I ask it all the time, right? Like I'm working on a project for like AI Box, for example, and instead of being like every chat, I'm like, I am AI Box, a no code AI app builder. Please make me like landing page copy for my website that explains these features, and I like list them all out. I used to have to do that. That was so annoying. Now I'm just like, hey, make a landing page for my new product at AI Box. And it already knows everything I've talked about. It knows everything about my business and it just does it. And that's amazing to me. Now that those people in other countries are going to get access to that, I think that's really powerful and might be one of the biggest unlocks where all of a sudden for them, their quality of use is going to go way up because now it can actually start to remember everything they're doing. And so I think that's a pretty good feature that is now unlocked for them.
Absolutely. Yep. And so Google actually has its own version of this over in Indonesia as well. It's called AI Plus, which is like their Google AI Plus, which gives them access to a few different features as well, such as their Gemini 2.5 Pro chatbot and some creative tools for image and video generation like Flow, Whisk, and VO3 Fast, which I'm guessing is like the light version of VO3. So Google already has this over there. So this is OpenAI's kind of response to Google's light plan as well in Indonesia.
Yeah. And I think like so far, the response has been fairly positive. I think they said that they're getting, since they launched it, they've like doubled the paid, like, since they launched it in India. Over on X, Nick Turley said that total ChatGPT subscribers more than doubled since they launched that a month ago in India. So like, I think it is making a big improvement. He said, quote, it's exciting to see the rapid adoption of AI in Indonesia, which is already one of ChatGPT's top 5 markets by weekly active users. If you're in Indonesia, try ChatGPT Go and let us know what you think. I mean, you know, if you're in Indonesia, give us money and let me know what you think about giving us money. That's basically what he's saying. But I think that's interesting. Overall, I think a lot of people are like leaving congratulations on it. So hopefully that is a positive thing that a lot of people are getting some value out of. Overall, I'm excited, and I think this will help more people around the world get access to some of the like powerful tools that just make it overall a better experience, like the memory, for example. And it seems like that's happening. They're making more money. And I think it's interesting because at this point, OpenAI has reached such a market saturation. I feel like with ChatGPT, like everybody uses it. 700 million weekly active users is insane. And so at this point, it feels less like they're like optimizing the American market and they're just trying to like squeeze the global market. They're like, okay, we have a lot of people using this here, paying a lot of money. How can we get all the other parts of the world that maybe would pay like maybe not as much money, but we could just get a little bit more money out of them, right? So I think that's kind of their approach they're taking right now.
Yeah, it's fascinating. So I will see where it all goes. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating or review wherever you are listening. We really appreciate those, and we read every single one. And also, again, check out our AI Hustle School community if you want to grow your business or make some money on the side using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.